Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and now you can completely immerse into whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived.
The power of now. Past doesn't matter because it's already happened. The future doesn't matter because it hasn't happened yet. The only way you can control your future and make the best use of your past is by following the now and being the best you in the now possible. Not living in any anxiety, not living in any depression, staying in the present.
Don't focus on the past. It's gone. You'll never get it back. Don't worry about the future. It's not here yet. You have to learn to live in this present moment and figure out a way to make it beautiful. And remember that the purpose of your life is nothing else other than to learn to enjoy the passage of time.
You are too concerned with what was and what will be. There's a saying, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present.
Live in the moment. So hard for people to do.
This is the best moment we have right now.
Right now.
This is the best moment.
Yeah.
This is who we are.
Yeah, it is. It is.
No one knows what's going to happen tomorrow, so.
Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. Live the moment because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
If you live in the future, you're anxious. If you live in the past, you're depressed. If you live in the now, you're happy.
The present, it's the best gift that we have in our life. The present. Because you don't know that what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. You don't know. So live the present.
So what are you doing right now? What are you doing in your life right now? You don't want to be one of those people that have not done anything. And when you die, nobody's going to remember you. Please do something. Like I said, we all have greatness in us, but greatness is only determined by service. So apply your service each and every day. Be great each and every day. Don't worry about what he's doing or what she's doing. Don't worry about who's cheating on who and all these different topics. So everything that human beings worry about, we waste time here on earth.
When you stand in your now moment and somehow, some way, you have practiced yourself into a high-flying vibration where you're not ornery or you're not upset or you're not worried about anything. So you are pure positive energy. And then you allow, because you are in that high frequency, you allow that inspiration to flow. Now you are so much more than what you have thought yourself to be. Now you are the extension of that source. And that's when you feel clarity and passion. That's when your timing is good. That's when you're at your funniest. That's when you feel the best.
Don't worry about next week, next year. Just focus on every 24 hours that you get, you know? Mm. And that's done a lot for me.
If you take this from me, you will be a better person. If you decide today that you're gonna live every day like it's your last for real, which means have a conversation with yourself every night that, okay, that was it. May not be no more after that. And really count yourself every day like this could have been it. If you can do that, it'll change your life. You'll really start making decisions and living your life like this all you got. Just this one day. But you could be a winner. You could be a winner on this day.
What's gone is gone. It's in the past. And to spend your time focusing on the past is to spend the only thing that you've got, and that's what's right here, right now, because the sand never stops running. This is all we've got. And to spend your time now thinking of what happened there is making absolute certain that the future is going to be the same as the past.
If you're stuck, if you're struggling, if you're being dismantled, if you feel like your life is getting pulled out from underneath you, I say, congratulations. Like, what an opportunity that is. You are being given an opportunity to look at yourself and reconstruct your life from the ground up. Not everybody gets that opportunity. And it holds the potential energy to create something entirely new if you're willing to respect it and give it the attention it deserves. When you're in that place, it can feel like you're going to be there forever. But if you devote yourself to that path of self-understanding and you respect the struggle, I'm convinced that no problem is unsolvable because I've seen thousands of lives transformed over the years.
You have a choice every single morning when you wake up, and this is the mentality and the mindset for me. Anything that happens only happens now, period. If you don't pay attention to it, It's gone and will never happen again. You have an opportunity every single morning you wake up to take the day by the reins and go. Doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter how bad a situation you're in. You can make decisions, small little decisions stacked up from the moment you open your eyes that are winning decisions that will put you in a better position to get through the day, because all it is a day.
Your life situation, everybody has one, past, future, relationships, job, health, finances, where you live, what happens to you. You have a life situation, of course you do, but you also have, it's not that you have a life, you are life itself. And when your life situation is all you know about yourself, then you miss life. No, you're very good at dealing with your life situation, but you miss life. You do all the right things, but it never really gets you anywhere because you miss life. Life is now, and life is not in the doing. Life is in the being now.
If you struggle being present in this moment, try this practice. Focus on the five things you can see, the four things you can touch, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, and the one thing you can taste. In this way, you'll be able to use all your senses to be truly present in this moment, whether you're with yourself, with someone you love, and make it a memory that will last.
How to live in the moment. Living in the moment is a practice. Living in the moment, though you would think would come naturally, does not, because we are caught in the past and worried about the future often. Probably most of the time. So what I do is I meditate every single day. The meditation practice actually forces me to pay attention to my breathing, to try to tune out all the other things that are going on in my life, pay attention to my breathing, and doing that day in and day out allows me to be far better at staying in the moment throughout the rest of my day. It's very, very difficult today. We have a lot of distractions. There's a lot of things going on around us. We are hyper accessible all the time. But I promise you, the practice of meditating or breath work will ultimately open the door for living a more conscious, present life.
If you're still excited about what you did 5 years ago, you're not growing today. I've had a lot of accomplishments in my life, and I look back and I say, that was nice. But can I tell you something? I live in the moment. I'm living, hey, that was good, but today is better. And just constantly stretch. Don't ask yourself, how long will it take? Ask yourself, how far can I go?
Life is just one day. You're born in the one day, and you live in the one day. You die in the one day. Everything happening in the one day. Today is only your life. Yesterday is already dead. Too late. Tomorrow is not born. Too early. What you have is today. Today is the only life. Today is not the little part of life. Today is life.
It's all.
Yes. Therefore, we need to make enjoy or happy every day, not next year. You don't say me, I want happy life. That's illusion. Don't say me, you know, I just want to say, I want a happy day. Once you have a happy day, I think you have a happy life.
We spend a lot of time thinking about the future, a lot of time thinking about the past, not so much in the present. And that creates problems for us. If we could spend more time appreciating what's around us, be grateful for the health you have, for the ability that you have that other people, because they're or sick or whatever, they don't have what you have. So look around you and be grateful for what you have. This will improve your mind state, your existence. Be grateful for what you have. And you don't have to have a lot of money or land or whatever.
You gotta just know that everything is temporary. And when you try and hold on to something, that's when it can destroy you. Anything. You know, people, seasons, places, things are all temporary. And that's why you have to enjoy that present, right?
What if you just let it go? What if you broke off all the masks? What if you broke off the bandage and the cage around the thorn and you just had the nerve to pull it out, to face what bugs you, to walk in and say, I don't like crowds. I'm going into crowds. I'm just letting that go. I'm worth it. My soul is worth it. Being in this moment, we drag our past with us like an anchor pulling it across the desert, and we paint movies about tomorrow that could happen. What if we let go of the movies, let go of the anchor of the past, and just lived in this present and say, no, at this moment, I'm not going to be shy. Maybe my brain is telling me I'm shy, but what if you're just the observer of that thought? Let that thought go, pull out the thorn, and do the things that scare you the most, rather than protecting and covering and making excuses.
One of my favorite quotes is, every day I wake up, I'm one day closer to death. So what you gonna do with the time you got left? It's like, the moment is now. These moments, we only have the moment. So a lot of us live in the future and a lot of us live in the past. And that's something that we have to get out of the habit of. And I think when you accept where you are, you're kind of letting go of that and making an action plan to putting your attention on your intention. You have an idea of where you would like to be, but God doesn't always give us what we want. God gives us what we need.
It was the best advice I've ever got in life. He said, open every door that you possibly can. The doors that close, let them close, and just keep walking through the ones that remain open.
Our memories and things that happened in the past, if somebody else was there, they would see it totally different than you. Your perspective is your memory. And so it's not real. Your memory is not real. It's as real as you want to believe it is, but it's a perspective. Everything is a perspective. So that's not real. What you want for you, you keep using the term moving forward, but you don't even know what's going to happen.
Right.
And you don't know what forward means. You know, this whole building could collapse right now and this could be the end of forward. You know?
Right.
So if you live in the now, that is the only reality that we really have. So in this particular second, in this moment, I'm sitting here with my daughter. I'm sitting here with my friends. I'm having a really good discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really good
in
this moment. But I had a horrible night.
Yeah.
But I feel real good right now. If I think about what I was thinking about last night, I can bring myself down.
Right.
If I worry about what's going to happen in the future, because bad shit is going to happen in the future to everyone. You know, we're all, as my therapist always says, we aren't getting out alive.
Right.
You know, everybody we know and ourselves are going to get sick and die. All we have right now is now.
Yeah.
So all I want to do is try to balance in this moment.
You have to be able to be open to what's happening in the present moment. People with events. But because of fear, you're slipping further and further behind. You're locked in the past. You think that ideas that you had are exactly what's happening. You're not paying attention to the things that are around you, because paying attention is hard and it's difficult. And it means letting go of some of your most cherished ideas about the world and just being open to experience.
There is a future version of you that is absolutely begging you to enjoy where you are right now. There is a future version of you that is absolutely begging you to enjoy where you are right now. There is a future version of you that is absolutely begging you to enjoy where you are right now.
I think that even if we don't know where we're going, it's still important to validate where we are. I think we need to learn to have a certain amount of appreciation for where we stand, because I think sometimes we get so caught up within how we want the future to look and how we think things should look now that we fail to recognize the beauty of the present moment and the beauty within us within the present moment. I think we need to learn how to give ourselves more validity and more appreciation as a general person. I think we don't recognize the gradual growth and continual growth that actually etches into our character, that gives us our foundation, that gives us our integrity as people. And I think the more we don't recognize that, the more we think that we need to look into the past and hold on to the past in order to figure out who we are and, I guess, live out who we are, without recognizing that each part of that past has grown into who you are now. And it's important to just find those little bits and pieces of that expression in your everyday life, and how it's expressed in who you are now, so you can actually appreciate it where you are.
See, this one thing you can know about every battle in your life: it won't last forever. This is what you can know about every blessing in your life: it won't last forever. So if you're in a blessing right now, enjoy it, because there will be another battle. If you're in a battle right now, endure it, because there will be another blessing.
Enjoy the journey, not the destination. A lot of us delay our happiness. When I get to this level, when I get my degree, when I get the kids, when I get married, I'm going to be happy. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the whole step, the whole process. Every day that you get up to strive for whatever it is you're after. You know, I'm a goal-oriented guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't celebrate when you get to the finish line. Celebrate all along the way. All along the way.
But it's real. Yes. It is really about the journey.
Yeah.
This is hard when you're when you're not where you want to be in life, and if you're listening to this and you just not satisfied with your position in life, it's hard to think that way. All you want is that thing. But you gotta somewhere along the line figure out how to enjoy yourself. Somewhere along the line, figure out how to just go as hard as you can, but also enjoy it. Try to enjoy it, because that changes the whole tone of the experience. And I think that makes you more successful. I really do, because I think you have more energy, you have more focus, and you collect better energy around you from other people. They feel your energy. They're inspired by the way you live your life and how you treat people and what you do and how you do things, and they want to do a similar thing. They want to do something that makes them feel that way, and they want other people to feel that way as well. And it's got the butterfly effect. It just goes through all the people that are around you.
While you're on the journey, you have to disconnect from the end goal. Because if you're just focused on some end goal, then you might get there, but it'll be hard to progress past that, because you're so focused on that one destination that it's like, you know, you maybe forget everything in between, and maybe you could have done more in between. Just be here right now, live right now, and do the best you can right now. Don't worry about what that end goal is. It's great to have goals, it's great to have dreams, but it's just like you get too attached to it, and sometimes it can be a self-destructive thing.
If you want to achieve success, you're gonna have to pay the price. And it won't be cheap. It'll be tireless nights, long days, empty bank accounts, depressing thoughts, isolation, loneliness, tribulation, heartaches, headaches, and a lot of pain. But on the other side of pain is pleasure. On the other side of pain is success. And if you understand that and you have that as the beacon in the forefront of your life, well, work becomes more bearable. The journey becomes more enjoyable, because you understand that in due time, you will sow, and in due time, you will reap. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Focus on becoming the best version of yourself. Focus on improving in every area of life, and understand that life is a marathon and not a sprint. And allies and people that are aligned with mission, vision, and values of what you want to see the world be, work with them over an extended period of time, and understand that money, success, is a lagging indicator. And that eventually, if you plant enough seeds, you plant enough goodwill, and if you build, you will get rewarded.
There's a road to every place on this earth. From this city, you can become anything that is available on this earth. And it's like the pathway is it's your mind. It's like, you know, you absolutely have to educate your mind, and the recognition that the only limits are your thoughts. If you think you're in a fucked up situation and you'll never get out, you're gonna make that true.
I promise you, every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast, and where do I host this thing? And then and you're going through this, and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now, is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity, because it's comfortable and it's warm. Because like in the Matrix, when Trinity opens the door, when Neo's about to go take the red pill and he wants to get out of the car, she says, "Neo, you've been down that road and you know exactly where it leads. And I know that's not where you want to be."
One of the things you might ask yourself is, how do I improve my life? And one answer would be, well, are there things that you know you need to do that you're avoiding? And the answer to that's almost invariably yes. And then the pathway to your redemption would be, well, you have to start doing those things. And you might say, well, I can't because I'm too afraid. And then a behavioral psychologist would say, well, then just break the thing that you're afraid of down into smaller pieces, and until you can find a piece that's small enough so you'll do it, and then start doing that. And you might think, well, that's a pretty little thing that I have to do to move forward. And the proper response to that is, it doesn't really matter if it's a little thing. What matters is that you confront something that you're afraid of voluntarily.
You now have an obligation to the people who believe in you. You now have an obligation to yourself, because it is an absolute monarchy that you are in control of. You can no longer delay it. You can no longer procrastinate. You can no longer live in the promise of a better tomorrow, of a perfect future. There is right now, and you have obligations you must fulfill.
And I want to make this very important. By fulfilling your obligations to yourself, you default fulfill your obligations to everybody who believes in you and cares about you and loves you and relies on you. By fulfilling your obligations to yourself, you're not trying to get strong and get rich just to buy dumb shit. You're doing that because you owe it to yourself. You're doing that because it's going to please your ancestors and please God and please the universe. And by extension, you are automatically going to become more valuable to everybody else who believes in you, which strengthens your kingdom, strengthens your absolute authority. And there are some times in life as a man, you need absolute authority to be effective.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.